Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey guys, can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort for my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breasts, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out my podcast. You can check out my blogs. You can do a lot of things on my website, videos. If you are listening to this podcast because you want to have better sex and relationships, thank you, first of all. And I know it's helped millions of people. And so that's why you should also check out the site. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. So easy. Do 2 shows a week. You'll never have to miss another show again. And it'll be right there. And then you'll just be able to listen however you want. So we love that. We love our listeners. I love hearing from you and getting your emails that you send to feedback@sexwithemily.com. And lastly, when you're on my website, sexwithemily.com, sign up for the mailing list. I won't spam you. I won't sell it. Sell the list. Sell your name. Unless I get a really good offer. No, just kidding. I really won't sell your name. But we do actually, I've been told that we do send very interesting emails to you. Not a lot, but just stuff for some more tips that you might want and tricks. And so check that out.
So tonight, I'm really excited about my guest because this guest really, really intrigues me. I get so many requests every single day. My inbox is flooded, literally. Like, I have my assistant now. I'm like, I can't handle it because every day, publicists, authors, everyone is pitching me to get people on my show, right? Because I'm talking about sex and relationships. And I'm just like, you know, a lot of times just kind of blow, you know, they don't interest me. And I know they won't interest you. So I'm like, no, they're not great. They're not great. I'd rather go out and find the interesting people to be on my show. But when this one came through, I was like all over it. I said, I've got to get this guy on my show. So my guest is Garen James. He's the founder of CowboyForAngels.com, Cowboy for Angels, Cowboy number four. It's a male escort service for women. And so you might be wondering, like, why does this interest me? Because I've actually been asked on a number of occasions by people, like, it was just recently, someone said, like, why aren't there escort agencies for women? Like, why wouldn't a woman want that? And I thought, you know, I don't know. I mean, there probably isn't. And I thought, well, women wouldn't want to pay. I mean, we want the realness. We want a man to love us and cherish us and make us feel beautiful. And then if we pay for it, there'll be all these diminishing returns. It won't really feel real. But then I get this email from Garen and I hear all about his service. And it's for straight, busy women who can hire a straight, beautiful man, models, in fact, and they can have the whole boyfriend experience. And I looked more into their site. They have a really popular show you might have seen. It's called Gigolos on Showtime. It's like in its fifth or sixth season, right, Garen? Fifth. And I thought, oh my God, like, you know, this is a real deal. And I thought, thinking though, you know, the website, it's not about sex. It's about companionship. It's about treating women special. And I'm also wondering, like, what if women fall in love and what happens? And But the really interesting thing is that if you look through the site, it's like these guys, it's not every guy can go out and become an escort. These guys know about treating a woman the right way. They have that natural, you know, thing that a lot of you guys and women are looking for to get the woman or man of your dreams. And so I want to find out from Garen, what do these know? They must know what women really want, because women are shelling out a lot of money to have a great date with these guys. So I think I want to learn, like, what have they all learned about being with women? And because that's their job. Like, their job is to be like the perfect first date, like our weekend date. And yeah, I know y'all want to know what that is too. And the site actually says, and first of all, I also want to know, what have these men learned about women, and what has he learned about women from this? Because you must learn a ton. And so, and their site is so interesting because it says, we offer exclusive male companionship for healthy distraction with no strings attached. And as I'm thinking, well, what's is it a healthy distraction? So it's really no strings attached. So it's just like a night out. It's not sex. It's just like, I want a night out with, I know it's going to be a good date because I've kissed a lot of frogs and they're all awful, you know, and I just want someone good. And it says, whether it's an elegant dinner date with the man of your dreams or if you just want to escape for a while and be pampered. I'm thinking, this sounds pretty good. I'm a busy woman. I want to be pampered. I want a foot massage. So, you know, I'm just interested in this all around because it is a phenomenon and there's, you know, the show is really popular. And so, Garen James, welcome to my show and thank you for coming on. It's so good to see you.
Thank you so much. That was such a long introduction.
Was it?
It's great.
Well, I really felt it from my heart. I just was thinking about this where you came in. I'm like, I gotta explain why. Like, I haven't had anyone like you.
I have a video of you on the website when people click on and like, there's you saying all those nice things.
Oh, okay. So, well, maybe we could work out some kind of arrangement. If you give me a free weekend with one of your escorts, then we can talk about a trade or something. Okay, so that's the topic tonight. We're going to be talking about that. Also, it's Masturbation Month, so May is Masturbation Month.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you didn't know that? I mean, I'm sure you're thinking, well, isn't every month Masturbation Month? But Masturbation Month, this is the month that you should all be working on your own sex life. And the way your sex life is going to improve, number one, no matter what I've told you, is when you figure out your own body and what makes you feel good. And there are so many erogenous zones on your body that, believe me, you have not even found yet. So even if you're in a relationship, you're dating someone, doesn't matter, you should still leave time for masturbation. Mm. So happy Masturbation Month. And Garen. Okay. So let's talk. How did you welcome? You live in San Francisco?
I live in Fort Lauderdale in Vegas.
Okay, you live Fort Lauderdale, Vegas. Okay, got it. I don't know why, because sometimes San Francisco came up. Okay, got it. So Cowboys for Angels, largest straight male escort agency. Tell me about how you got started in this industry. We got to get that out of the way first.
Well, I wanted to first thank you for having me on, by the way.
Oh, my pleasure.
You're very beautiful.
Thank you.
Your listeners know how pretty you are?
I don't know.
Because, I mean,
I
it's just
so,
a voice.
But thank you.
But it's lost a voice.
I think they like my voice. Yeah. Thank you. That's very sweet of you.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah. Are you one of the escorts? Because this is good. This would feel really good if we were on a date right now. I'd be like, yes, I want to hear I'm beautiful.
Yes.
Yes.
No, I don't.
I know. I know. You're the owner, but you're doing well.
Yeah. I pretty much am booking now. So one of the rules with the men is to, like, you can't be on your phone. So I constantly am on the phone. So
right. I could never do it either.
And I'm married.
Oh, you're married.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So
my wife would kill me.
Really
she's
upset.
Colombian.
Right. Oh, she would.
She's Colombian.
Yeah, she'd have you killed, or she would kill you herself.
Yeah, I might lose a few parts, body
right.
parts.
No, we don't want that to happen at all, I'm sure. So, yeah. Well, thank you. Well, thank you for saying that. That's very nice. And I'm glad you came and made the trip to be on the show.
So Cowboys for Angels was started about 5 years ago. And I had a girlfriend that owned a agency, Women for Men. Very large agency in New York, and while I was with her, I was helping her run the agency, so I learned the business. And then I started to do some research about men for women, and I noticed that in Europe there was a few websites for men for women only. And then when I looked in the United States, there was men that were for men that also saw women.
Right.
So I kind of had the impression that a woman would not want to hire a man that she knew is just with a man the night before.
Right.
So it was kind of like a myth here that there was a male escort for women, because why would a woman hire a man that was also seeing men? So I started a website and said it was exclusively for women. And we've gotten so many calls from men, and I tell them, thank you so much. We're honored. But there's other agencies out there for you. So,
okay.
So the men that I hire are not bisexual or...
Okay,
you know,
so
and
they're all straight
men. Yeah.
And they're models, they're educated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was watching an interview with you because I've done my research, and it said that, you know, these guys, you can't teach it. Either right. they got, I mean, there's rules, mm-hmm. but they kind of have that swagger. They already know how to treat a woman. They know how to make a woman feel special, mm-hmm. which obviously a lot of men fail at in mm-hmm. this world. I mean, so... Can you tell when a guy walks in? Like, do they come in for like audition interviews?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I generally look at is a photo. I mean, it's plain and simple. He's got to look like when he walks into a room, heads have to turn, because that's what makes a client feel great when she's walking into a room. So,
right.
But, you know, that's when it gets difficult, because I've gotten so many photos of great looking guys, and then I call them for an interview and they tell me how great looking they are.
Oh.
They tell me, oh my God, you know, the other day I was walking down the street and somebody asked to buy my sperm because they want to have my children.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
Right.
And so.
So then their ego is like, they're like, you're not going to be right for a woman because you're going to talk about yourself the whole time.
Yeah. You're going to be horrible.
Right.
You're used to like a woman worshiping you. So this isn't going to work out for you, because we're here to worship the client.
Right.
So, that's a big thing right away, is just checking that ego with a guy.
Right.
And if he's just a genuinely nice guy who happens to be really good looking, is great, who's college educated and who can make somebody smile or be very personable right away.
Okay.
And that's one of the biggest things as well, is that ability to sit down with somebody and open up right away.
Right.
And make them feel comfortable.
So that's what these traits are. So these guys... What would you say is a common trait then that I read somewhere that they all have to be like over 6 feet tall,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Which I appreciate that. I sorry guys, I do tend to date over 6 feet tall, even though I'm only 5'2". college educated, model types, and true gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any training and kind of zhuzhing you have to do with them when they come in? I mean, what do they?
Well, I give them the list of rules of what to do, what not to do.
What are the rules? Give me some of the rules. Because these rules, I think, can help a lot of listeners, too, who are wondering, like, why didn't she call me after that date? Because let me just tell you, mm-hmm. I went on a date recently with this guy, and he, the whole night, he drove me. We drove somewhere. It was like we were driving a half hour, and he didn't ask one question about me. He didn't ask. It was all about, we were talking about, like, his car. Like, it was stupid. Like, I didn't even care. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe he's nervous. Guys get nervous, you know. But it was even on the way back, nothing. And I just thought, there's such a basic thing that men, that so many guys just miss it. And I know he likes me. I know he's been into me. Like, I know he really does, but he didn't know. And he's a good guy. So those are the kind of things that these guys just know, or do you have to also kind of train them and say, you know, you got to make sure it's about her?
Well, usually what I explain to the new gentleman that I hire is that There's something going on right now in America. And the thing is that there was an article out recently in Time magazine not too long ago about women and men in society, and that women in their 20s who are college educated and have no children are now making more money per hour than men. And so
finally,
yeah. So you have a problem here. Here's the problem. Now, boys are growing up to where they're the man. You're
right,
the man.
But the provider.
You're the provider. You say what's going on. You got the bankroll. You make the rules in the house. You know, you're the man.
Right.
And so now there's a problem because the man isn't the man anymore. And so women who are making more money than men, they're going out on dates and a guy is like, I'm the man. And she's like, no, you're not the man. And so you have a problem with the way women are being treated because now they feel like, hey, I need to be treated. You know, I get to make the decisions now. And so I think that's one of the biggest things where our need comes in, is that we're that gentleman. You know, we're going back to the day that you're supposed to be, you know, a real gentleman and just do those tiny little things that guys, they don't do because they think they're the man.
Right.
You know, and just pushing in chairs and
so women still, so let me just understand you. So women still, they're not letting men be the men, but they still want the man to treat make them feel feminine.
Definitely.
And make them feel like a woman in the ways that they can, like pushing in the chairs. It's not about their bank account, but it's about their, you know, yeah, treating, like doing things like that, opening the door, asking questions, it's making them feel special.
Yeah, it's like very, it's so simple, but so many men don't do it.
Right.
It's just in greeting the person and then having a conversation and being with that person and not being, you know, looking in different directions, looking to see who's there or being on your phone. That's like rule number two.
Oh my God. Right. Don't be on your phone ever on a date.
When you're, as soon as
I just go to the bathroom and pretend, and then I check my email, but I never do in front of the guy. Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things
actually
that I have gotten complaints about was he looked at his phone.
Right. Well, yeah, that's a good one. Like, do they get reviews after?
Oh yeah. I always get a review.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So tell me about the typical woman then that signs up for your server, that hires an escort from you.
I wish there was a typical.
There isn't.
That's so strange. We have women in their 20s to 30s to 40s to 50s. Some women are in a rough spot. Some women are going through a divorce. Some women have had a traumatic experience. And some women are just traveling to New York and in there for business and want to have fun for the night.
Okay.
And don't want to go sit at a bar and hopefully something happens that's fun. They want something that's guaranteed fun and a pre-screened guy.
And so does the guy plan the date? Does the escort plan the date or does the woman plan the date?
No. Because it's funny, because when a client will call and say, you know, well, what do we do on the date? What does he want to do? And I say, listen, like,
it's about you.
You're paying. Normally, if a guy's going to bring you out, he's saying, I'm paying. I get to pick the restaurant. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to go after. And this is your opportunity to do whatever you want. And he's there to accompany you.
Okay.
So you have, like, the control.
You have the control. So the woman makes a date. So, okay. So a lot of people are going to assume, and I know that you've said this on the site and stuff, but it's not about sex. They're not having sex. Because I hear escort, I hear sex. I hear you have a good night's dinner, and then you go home and have sex, perhaps.
Well, the laws are pretty clear. Like, an escort agency, if you sell sex, if you contract for sexual services, then you're breaking a law.
Right.
So our agency doesn't contract for any sexual services.
Okay. So if someone says, well, I want to get laid tonight, you're like, call someone else.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But if it happens, they don't. You don't know about it. You can't do anything about it. Like, you can't. If she doesn't tell you, he doesn't tell you, the sex could, let's just say the sex happens.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question.
What? Yeah. We're going to divert the question here. What?
Do you like pizza?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like pizza.
Do you like sausage on your pizza?
I actually don't like sausage on my pizza. Mushrooms.
Just like sausage.
Yeah. I love sausage.
Sausage. Yeah? Okay. So.
I love sausage.
Okay, so.
I love those big chunks of sausage that are girthy on my pizza.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so you're home, you're alone, and you order a pizza, and you order a large sausage pizza. right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the delivery boy gets there. And you open the door, and you're like, oh, my God.
It sounds like a porn I saw once. Okay, yeah?
This delivery boy delivering this large sausage pizza is hot. And you invite him in, and you guys sit, and you're talking, and you have fun, and one thing leads to another. And all of a sudden, you and him are having sex.
Right. Are we eating the pizza, too? Or?
No.
No, we don't eat the pizza. Okay, got it.
Screw the pizza.
I thought we eat the pizza first, and then we have sex. Okay,
no.
Got it. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so then we're having sex, right?
The pizza's cold.
Right. Yeah. Who cares, yeah.
And he leaves. Now, you contracted him to deliver a pizza. That was what the contract was for. You paid him to deliver this pizza.
With sausage.
With large sausage
right.
pizza.
Right.
So, did you break a law? No. You didn't break any laws.
Right.
So, you know, people are contracted for many different things, and they ended up having sex. So,
right.
like, now, if the pizza boy showed up, and he was delivering the pizza, and you said to him, you're pretty hot, you know, can I purchase some sex from you?
Right.
And he was like, yeah, then you just broke a law.
Okay,
so,
got it. But what if I gave him a really big tip after we had sex?
You know, tipping, you know, if you said to him, I'm going to give you a big tip if you have sex with me.
Right. That'd be wrong.
That's wrong.
But if he left and I put a, you know, $100 bill in his pocket and slapped his ass, is it?
That's sexy.
He walked out the door. That's hot.
That's hot. That's
okay.
Good.
So I get it. So we're not going to talk about, but sex could happen, but you don't know anything about it and we don't, that's
well,
not
if,
what it
if
is.
If it's consensual between two people and they're looking at each other and things get romantic, then things get romantic. But just like with, you know, your pizza guy, I mean,
yeah.
you just looked at him and he was hot and it was hot and. You guys had some romance.
Right.
And
I got it.
The pizza got cold.
But I was ordering, these women are ordering dates with alcohol and they're going out to dinners, right? Okay. So this is the thing. So a woman, so these are women that are all ages, you said, and they just mm-hmm. want to have a night. Now, how much does it cost for a night?
It depends on the gentleman and it depends on how long. A lot of women like to schedule for 4 hours overnights. So some of the rates are for a 4 hour, $1,000 to some of the guys that are more notorious, so to speak, that are on the Gigolo show. Or
oh, right. Oh, the Gigolo show. Right.
Yeah.
On Showtime. So everyone can check it out. It's in its fifth season.
Yes.
Okay. On Showtime. It's a hit show. Congratulations on that. And you're on
it. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Thank
Good
you.
For you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you're on it as like more of the, you're the boss.
Yes, I am. I serve as the creative consultant for the show. So I help them finding the women for the show and the men for the show. And give them some of the sort of
storyline stuff. Mm-hmm. I know how it all goes down. But
and
so do
make
they
appearances?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the women. Okay. So first, let's go back to the actual service. Then we can talk about the show, which is different, I think, than the service. But these women. So I'm thinking about, you know, women who is it kind of women who just can't find dates otherwise, or they're lonely, or they just want to maybe they want to impress someone at a charity event. That it's everything,
that's
right?
Happened.
Okay, so the guy shows us. So tell me, what are some of the things that you've learned in this business that if you could make some universal things that like women want from these guys mm-hmm. that these guys provide that they're not getting from all these other dates that they're mm-hmm. finding on Match or wherever, Tinder. What is it these guys do that's different? I mean, yeah, they're good looking, but you know, after someone opens their mouth, you're like, eh. But these guys are smart. They're college mm-hmm. educated. What else do they do with these women? Can you explain the experience?
I really think that they make them feel beautiful. And that's, I think a woman really wants to feel that. I mean, one of the...
You made me feel that right away. You're so good. I'm going to give you a really big tip.
I get a review?
Yeah.
Good review.
So they want to feel beautiful. That's true.
Yeah. And just get that attention. That attention that... it's so funny when clients call and they're booking an appointment and I'm like, hey, Ash Armand, he's one mm-hmm. of my really good guys. Hey, Ash Armand's 10 minutes away. They're like, oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Right.
And I'm like, no, you're, this is not a blind date.
Right.
You don't have to be on your best behavior.
Right, exactly. You can do whatever you want.
Have fun. Like, you should not be nervous. Like,
right.
it doesn't matter tomorrow.
Because he's kind of a celebrity now, so then maybe that's why they're nervous, right?
Well, even if it's not a celebrity.
They still get nervous, I'm sure.
Women get nervous.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, you're paying to, like, not be nervous.
Right. Right. Exactly. You're paying, like, that's the one thing you're paying for. And it's you're like, in charge. Right.
Yeah, you're in charge. You're there to have fun. You don't have to be on your best behavior. Just be whoever you want for the night. Because he's not going to, you're not worried if he's going to call you tomorrow.
Right. But then don't women get but here's the thing. Women get attached. So isn't there ever a case where women, which is good for your business, if they keep hiring the same guy over and over again, is there like a limit to that? Like you can't, or is it like, well, hey, any price, you pay enough money, you can have them all month. You can have them all year.
Here's the situation with that. When women use
and
the
men
service,
get attached. I shouldn't say that.
When women use the service, they know what they're getting into right from the beginning. So it's like we're being honest right from the beginning. We're not con artists. We're not, even though the word gigolo is like.
Yeah, you know, the word gigolo.
Never mind.
You didn't name the show. I get it.
But we're not there to con them and bring them along for the ride. You know, one of my policies is that once your appointment's over, I'll do a quick follow-up and say, did you have fun? And then I will never contact you again.
Think you're not going to be like, hey,
never.
You're not like salesy, right?
No, we don't. If you ever want to use our service again, great. If not, no problem. You know, hopefully you had fun for that night. So they know what they're getting into from the beginning. So
right.
I think that they are obviously smart and intelligent enough to know that this is something that they're doing for fun.
Right.
And falling in love with that.
We can't help it. We get attached. This guy, we just paid the perfect Prince Charming to walk in the room and treat me exactly how I want to be treated. And he's hot. And we may or may not have sex if I paid for the overnight. Or we might just watch, you know, HBO. I don't know. But I'm feeling attached. My serotonin's going crazy. I'm getting attached. And so, you know, I just think that could be hard for some women, maybe. Mm-hmm. That they, you know. And I'm wondering, has there ever been a case where someone fell in love? Or a couple, actually, there was, like, a connection.
Well,
because you can't stop that.
Yeah, no. I had one of the clients and one of the guys. They saw each other regularly, and he called me one day and said, "Hey, I'm going to start seeing her outside." And she was in, and I was like, "Listen, now you have my blessing. You know, obviously, if you guys have a connection, go for it."
You didn't try to take like 20% of anything from that? No.
Yeah.
You can't, right? But I would think it'd be in their contracts that they're not allowed to, but then how can you stop love?
Yeah, so
there can't be laws against falling in love.
Exactly. And they were dating, and it ended up to where she didn't like what he was doing for work.
Oh, right.
It didn't work out.
Right, that's like a lot of men who date porn stars or strippers. And they're like, I love you, you know. But this reminds me of like a lot of women. I hear a lot of guys say this. They're like, I went to strip club. Oh, she was so into me all night long. I could tell she really liked me. No, Emily, really. She really liked me. I'm like, dude, how much money did you spend on her? Yeah, right. No, she really liked. She gave me her number.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So that's what strippers do. Whatever. They pretend that that's what their job is to make you feel like desirable and sexy and hot, and they sit in your lap and you get a boner and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that a lot of women kind of fall for it. Like, no, I know I paid them, but. Like, I remember feeling that way. This just flashed in my head, which is kind of messed up. But I remember having babysitters when I was like 7 or 8 being like, I know my mom pays you, but you'd really be here with me tonight, wouldn't you, if you didn't? Because we're having so much fun. I remember thinking that. Like, even if she didn't get paid, she'd still want to hang out with me because I'm a fun kid. But she'd probably be out on a Saturday night with her friends. You know what I'm saying? So there's that thing that you can kind of be delusional in a way. And I could think that would happen with a lot of women's emotions, and that could get tricky. But it seems like your service is very successful, and that women, a lot of women, are just having a good night.
Yeah. Most of the women that do use the service are very successful. They don't have time to date anyway, and they're not looking for that. So that's we fill that gap in the month. Did I say that? Fill the gap?
Yeah.
Was that?
Fill the gap? I don't know. Why is that bad? Fill the time in the month? What do you mean? Why is that bad?
Just sounded dirty.
Gap?
We fill up our gap.
I know. Everything sounds dirty on the show, no matter what.
Right.
I'm like, get me a coffee. Like, did you say cock? I'm like, no. I said, get me a coffee. Like, I swear to God, that happens all the time. So what do you think that these men know about women and treating women that other guys don't know? Really? Like, did I already ask that? I kind of already asked at the beginning, but I really am, like, I want to explain, like, they make her feel beautiful, you know, they don't have to have a lot of money, because guys always think I don't have a lot of money, I'm this and that. Mm-hmm. But what is it about the, besides, take the looks out of it, because then there's guys listening going, oh, but I'm not 6 feet tall and I'm not whatever. It's not even about that.
No. It's crazy. I had a friend who was 5'6", and he was a little bit older, and he had so many women falling all over him, and he had that thing about him. So I know it's not about the height.
Right.
I know it's not about the look.
You got to have that thing. It's confidence. We always talk about that.
Yes. It's confidence, and it's humor, and that personable thing that you have to have. You have to like honestly be interested in other people and not be so self-centered.
Right.
Because that's one of the biggest things that is a problem, is self-centeredness.
Right. People truly aren't interested in other people. They don't ask questions. They don't. Right.
They don't care. They just worried about themselves.
Right.
And so you have to find people that are into other people.
Right.
And so, you know, it sounds so simple, but it's so hard. I mean, I've had over 7,000 employment requests.
Oh my God, I'm sure.
And I represent 40 to 50 people at a time.
Only 40 to 50. Yeah. Okay. And how many of those are working a week?
We're very busy.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, and what cities are you in?
Las Vegas, Los Angeles,
ooh,
Florida, New York, Atlanta, Chicago.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Got it. And they will fly for...
Yeah, and guys fly.
Will travel for work. Mm-hmm.
If somebody lives in Minnesota, we can fly them out there.
Okay.
That's not a problem. The client just generally pays for the airfare, and we're not here to fly first class. It's whatever the flight costs.
Good to know. Yeah. You could use miles.
Yeah, if you want to use miles.
If you want to use miles, use your miles. If those miles are wasting away, you might as well get a gigolo flown to Michigan, even where I'm from. So I was reading something you wrote about that it's important that a gigolo makes his date feel safe and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, how do they do that? Like, what are some tips to help just like an average guy? How do they make their dates feel comfortable? Because I think when a woman does feel safe and relaxed, she can really be herself, and mm-hmm. she can be so – I mean, what kind of – is it gestures? Is it touching? Is it –
Yes, that's one of the big things, is just having a little bit of contact with somebody. One of the first things when you meet somebody is to like give her a little hug, give her a kiss on the cheek, just like
you tell them, right?
Yeah,
and I read that you train them mm-hmm. some of this stuff, right? Like you have to kiss her, give her a kiss on the cheek, hello.
Yeah, just give a little contact. And when you're sitting across the table from someone, like, let's do this now.
Oh, okay.
Me and you, let's hold hands.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, my wife.
We're not taping this.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
We can do
it. Okay. She'll be
all
right.
We're practicing. We're practicing. So right now
Now we're double handing. Like I put my hand down and then he put his hand on mine. And he's really cute. P.S. You got to check out the video. We're doing a little video of the show, by the way.
So just little things like this and just really eye contact and in focus with the person and not checking out.
Don't check out the hot chick. No, that would be no. I would think that would be like a review that you'd get from a woman to be like, he was checking out the girl next to me.
It's bad.
So do they go through like a training process once you hire them if they have like the general skills?
Yeah, the interview process is generally first it starts with the employment request on the website, a phone call, a Skype interview, and then I fly out to meet them. Like I'm actually here in Los Angeles interviewing three guys.
Okay.
And then I generally...
Do you want me to test them out?
I was just going to ask.
Oh, my God. Seriously? I was just thinking. I was kidding, but not...
Do you want to be a tester?
Do you have testers?
I could use a good tester. I think you'd be a good tester.
Yes. I would be so good. I'm fun. I'm good. I'm a good date. I totally want to be a tester. When? Tonight? I have to do Loveline tonight. Seriously?
Yeah.
Do you really have women? Because I would think that you'd have to in a way. You wouldn't want to send them out and have them be like a psycho, you know?
Yeah, I do have. Well, we do background checks.
Right.
On that
you do. Yeah, you have to.
But I have several clients that are, I guess you could say, regular clients who have given me permission to contact them if I have somebody new. And they'll generally go out with the gentleman for a few hours and just give me some feedback from a woman's perspective. Yeah.
Really?
The guys tonight that I'm hiring.
Hot? What? Okay. Yeah. Oh my God. That is so... Okay. We're going to talk about that. But first, I have to give a few words from my sponsors. And I just want to thank everyone really for listening to the show. I so appreciate it. And as you know, one of the reasons you're able to listen to us for free is because of the incredible people that do sponsor the show. So I appreciate you supporting them. Like Good Vibrations. It is Masturbation Month if you missed that. It's a sex-positive store, goodvibes.com. They also have stores in San Francisco and other cities. But their website is amazing. They carry the best sex toy brands like my first vibrator ever, the Pocket Rocket. Great for clitoral stimulation. The Rabbit Pearl. And my new favorite, because you all know I get sex toys sent to me, is the Aura, O-R-A, Oral Sex Stimulator by Lilo. Lilo's great. It stimulates you, right? Have you used Lilo's?
Yeah,
they're amazing. It actually stimulates. It's round like a circle, and you put it up against you, and it's inside of it. Mm-hmm. You feel like a tongue moving around. It's amazing. So you can get any toy there you want. Of course, you can try the magic wand if you've never tried that. I think it's about time. It's a great place to buy toys and to support them. I appreciate it. Go to my site, sexwithemily.com. Click on the Good Vibrations banner because then you can actually see what my favorite toys are. Or if you just want to go to goodvibes.com, you can do that. But be sure to use coupon code GVEMILY20 for 20% off. That's GVEMILY20 for 20% off at goodvibes.com. Okay, also, I got to tell you about Promescent. This is something that you might be interested in, Garen. So let me tell you about Promescent. Did you know that 1 in 3 men suffers from premature ejaculation? You probably don't hire those guys.
No.
Well, you know, you don't have to worry about this, because Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray that allows you to have the sex you want. And you don't even have to think about baseball. Like, right? Isn't that what guys kind of do when they think about baseball? Yeah. Or they're like great Aunt Margaret with the furry mustache? So they don't ejaculate. Mm. You can focus on your partner's hot body now, especially if you have time to make them orgasm. Because the thing about Promescent is that it's so interesting is that there's an arousal gap. Women tend to take longer to orgasm than men. So even if you're a dude, you last 8 minutes, but she takes 16, we've got a gap there. Promescent closes the gap between men and women, and you might get there faster than she would like. So Promescent helps you last twice as long. Thousands of urologists are recommending Promescent. It's the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. Go to Promescent.com to find out more. That's Promescent, P-R-O-M-E-S-E-N-T. It's not rising to the top. That's the challenge. It's staying there.
And what is that stuff?
So it's a delay. Spray? So it's a spray that you put. Yeah, it's amazing. I've actually been with a guy who's used it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a spray. It absorbs into your penis. Mm-hmm. So it delays and it just goes on. Mildly numbing, but like not, you can still feel everything.
There's no scent or anything like that.
It doesn't transfer to your partner. So if you have to wait after you use it about 5-10 minutes, mm-hmm. and she won't even know because she won't feel it and she can't smell it, can't taste it,
mm-hmm.
and you last longer. Mm. And sex feels really good. He was like, oh my God, like he lasted way longer because he was a little quick for my taste.
Mm.
And I didn't feel anything. I didn't know. And then he's used it times where I didn't know this guy that I was sleeping with. Like, I didn't even know that he used it. Like, you really, because one time I'm like, you just got to try this. And then he would just use it. And he's like, can I get some more of that? And then he was like giving it to all his friends because I have like a bunch of bottles of it. So it really works. And a lot of guys just have this problem. And there's other things you can do, but like none of them really, like a lot of doctors prescribe antidepressants. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that stuff's not good for you.
So if you can go 20 minutes, then you could go 40 minutes.
Exactly.
Who wouldn't want to go 40?
Who the hell does want to go 40 minutes?
If you're like, phew,
right? Especially if a woman you're with can have multiple orgasms. So Promescent is like changing the world. It's like Viagra. It's like the next Viagra, but it's for pee. So anyway, okay. I'll give you a sample.
Oh.
Not that you need it, but one of you.
Well, I'd rather go 40 minutes.
All right.
Instead of 25.
Right. Well, that's good that you go 25. Yeah, sometimes we get tired. There are the guys that go 2 hours. And you're like, really? No, but so anyway, that's it. So let's go back to my date tonight. So these guys are cute. They're in LA. They're hot.
Yeah. Oh, the new guys I'm about
to
interview?
The guys I'm going to go on a date with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You want to see photos?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I got to pull them up.
Okay, so these guys, you test them out. I was kidding that you have testers, but you actually do have testers.
Of course.
Women, you got to test them out, right?
Got it.
I would do that. I wouldn't even, what if I slept with them though? Would you want to know?
I won't sleep with them.
They're getting better or not. No, I won't sleep with them. I wouldn't sleep with them on the first date.
I don't know if I'd get upset about that.
Oh, you'd be jealous?
I'd be a little jealous.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, well, I just won't tell you. Okay,
you just got to say he's amazing or not,
right? Because I actually have dated. I got to be honest. One of my skills, I have a few skills, but I'm good at them, and I've made a lot. I'm a really good dater, and I think I'm really good at sex and having sex and teaching about sex. That's What else am I good at? Those are two things I'm pretty good at. And I'd be a good tester for you because I can tell you. I know a good date and a bad date, like, right off the bat, you know?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So can these gigolos that work for you, they can date in their off time, right?
Of course.
And do you think a lot of them keep it from their girlfriends because their girlfriends don't want to know?
No.
Their girlfriends have to be down with it.
Yeah, yeah,
just like guys who date strippers or
even
escorts.
I work with people that are just honest people. And so, like, if somebody's working for the agency and they're dating someone or they're not dating anyone, and then they call me and say, oh, I've been dating this girl. What should I tell her what I do? And I say, yeah, of course. Be honest with this person. If it works where she doesn't want you to do it, then you're welcome to leave the agency or stay. But please be honest.
Okay.
I'm big on that.
Got it. Honestly.
So I've had guys leave the agency, start dating someone, and then they break up, and then he comes back.
It's good money. I mean, why not, right? I mean, I can imagine that these guys are like, I'm good looking. I'm trying to, it's good. Yeah. It's good money. And a night, what did you say it was? It's like
from in their pocket, 800 to 1600 or so. And the great thing about this job is that a lot of my guys are pursuing other things in life. They're going to school, or they're pursuing another job, or they're models, or they're actors. And the worst thing, I mean, I was a model for so many years, and the worst thing is like, you book this big job, a big campaign, and then you're paid 90 days later.
Right.
It's the worst job.
It is.
It's the worst.
Right. Or you get booked for it, then they cancel it, and then you use someone else.
God.
That's
even
worse.
You go to three callbacks.
I used to do some modeling, too.
No,
but I've done some of that, and I've also done, television shows that didn't get picked.
Right.
It's all rejection. It's hard. So this is, like, steady.
Yeah, it gives them an opportunity to follow a dream.
Right. Okay, I got it. So what kind of requests do you get from women? Do they ever call up and they're like, okay, I want a guy who's this and that, or I want him to come with, I saw a clip, something about, like, the one woman wanted a guy to dress up like a woman.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was, we played a
television
joke on him.
Okay.
We played a
joke.
Oh,
that wasn't real. So, but is there ever any requests? Like, I need him to do ABC?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Because women have fantasy. This is all about fantasy in many ways, right?
Well, I thought you meant more along the lines of, like, I'm going to a wedding and.
Oh, yes.
There's a script on where they met, how they
met, do they
do
that?
How long they've known each other. Oh, yeah, we do that.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of women who's like, or high school reunions.
Yeah, I've done those.
Right?
Done those. And so I say to them, give me a script and so I can send to him. And so he knows when he shows up, who he is, how long you've dated, what your nickname is, that kind of stuff. So when you're walking around with your friends, it's not, wait, didn't she say that they met
somewhere?
No, now he just says.
There's like awkward silence.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, we do a lot of that role playing in that situation. We've done things. I have a really cute story. There was a girl. She was in Los Angeles, and she liked a guy at her work, and he never paid her any attention. And so she hired one of my guys to go to it took three parties.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So hired a guy, three different guys, to come to a party, a work function it was like at a restaurant or a bar or something like that. And we had a photo of him, and I sent the photo of him to the guy. And so he showed up and he was there kind of mulling around. And then when she went close to this guy who she really liked, he would walk up to her and start talking to her and like, oh my God, Bob, can I buy you a drink? And
wow. And so conniving and plotting, but I love it. Okay.
It worked. Yeah. She ended up.
Her three office parties of three different hot men that this guy was like, oh.
Yeah.
What does that say about men?
I don't know.
And women.
But I love that story.
I love that story too. I mean, I love that she was
together,
so. Right.
But she sent me an email that he asked her out and they went out. So I didn't ask for an update or anything like that, but I love that story.
No, that's a good, I mean, I guess you got to do what you got to do to get the guy. That's an extreme measure though, but it worked.
Great.
Yeah.
She's
but it's
good.
Interesting. It is true. Like they always say a guy with a wedding ring, with his, who's wearing a wedding ring is
the fire truck principle.
Is that what it is?
It's a social psych study.
Well, what does it mean? Like that if a woman sees a man with he's more desirable.
A guy's
looking at a woman who's desired by a hot man, she's more desirable. He's already been validated.
Yeah, well, that study is about we want what we can't have. And so, right. And that made her look like he couldn't have her because she's with so many other
hot tall guys. Models.
Yeah.
He's like, what? Wow. And then he finally noticed her. That is, mm-hmm. That's very interesting. So, what do you think that, what have you learned about women's, I know we're talking about what these guys learn about women, mm-hmm. or what would you say that, like, you say there is no typical client, female client that's hiring mm-hmm. you, but I'm just wondering, like, do you ever have women who have, like, regrets after, who feel, I don't know, like, I just feel like paying for it, you would just feel like it's not, even though you had a great time, mm-hmm. you might be kind of sad the next day, let down. Like, kind of like a lot of women after they have their one-night stands, I'm not saying this is mm-hmm. what they're doing, but a lot of women can't handle it, or men, because the next day they just feel like, wow, it was great, but you don't hear from them, or they didn't call, or you feel mm-hmm. like your ego's let down. And I could see this in some way, some women, like, maybe it backfires on them.
I don't know. Maybe those, I follow up with clients and just a very simple text message that says, did you have fun with Bradley Lords?
Right.
I mean, who couldn't have fun with Bradley Lords?
I'm going to have fun with him.
Yeah.
Oh,
you should have him on the show.
I would love to have him on the show. Yeah. Anyone. Is he here? Or anyone who's here would be fun.
Yeah, he's in Vegas. He can come over.
Okay, sure. Yeah. And I go to Vegas all the time. We could do an interview there.
But I just say, did you have fun? And I guess maybe if they just weren't happy, they just don't say it.
Right.
I mean, no one's ever said, I have a refund?
Right. That's good. You never had a refund, never had a bad, okay. Now, how much acting, though, goes into being a gigolo? Because if they show up and they want to make her feel beautiful, what if she's just not beautiful? Like, what if she's just not, they're not attracted to her? Like, so that isn't a little bit of way acting. Or these guys, like, you know.
No, I mean, you're acting on a normal date.
Right.
You want people to like you.
Right.
I'm not going to say that they're, I tell them to be honest. I mean, you're not going to walk up to a woman who's overweight and say, oh my God, you look so skinny in
right.
that dress.
Right.
You find something about them that's very attractive and you focus on that. And that's what we do is finding that thing to make them feel special. I have a client and she sent me an email, and this is about Bradley. It's so funny. It's like, she said, I don't ever feel attractive. I feel like, this is what the email said, I will mm-hmm. never forget it. She was like, I feel like the ugliest person in the world sometimes, and he made me feel beautiful.
Oh,
and,
right.
And like, I can't not love that about
right.
what we do. I mean, we're here to get paid. We're taking money, but our job is to make people happy.
Yeah.
And so that's this very fulfilling and fun
Women do
job.
Want to, I'm telling you, I mean, it was kind of a running joke on my show when I used to do it from San Francisco, my co-host Menace, I'd joke and I'd say men need to compliment their partner 10 times a day. Like 10 times a day, just be like, you're beautiful, you're hot. And I know that's extreme. I mean, like, not 10 times a day, are you kidding me? And I'm like, I'm trying to drive a point here that actually I probably wouldn't mind if it was even 10 times a day. But so many women in relationships their partner never makes them feel beautiful.
Right.
I know that my mom divorced, one of the reasons why she divorced my dad, there were other ones, but she said, he never made me feel beautiful. He never once told me in the, you know, however long, 13 years they were married.
Mm-hmm.
He never told me I was beautiful. His nickname for me was Mouse. My mom's a really beautiful woman. And she's mm-hmm. like, he never complimented me. He never said, you look great. He didn't notice that I got, you know. And I think even more, not that men don't want to feel beautiful. Men want other things. But I do think that there is something very, and it's not that women are all like narcissists and that's all we care about. But, you know, we're feminine and we mm-hmm. try. We make efforts and we want guys to notice. And so mm-hmm. And then Menace used to say back to me, no, because then she knows that she's got you wrapped on your finger and you don't want to give women those compliments. I'm like, you are so wrong. Like,
what?
I can't tell you, like, what an aphrodisiac it is for a woman if you can truly just, like, you know, not just like, hey, babe, you're hot, but, like, you're really like, wow, your eyes
I'm
are just
you.
So beautiful. Like,
yeah.
I'm into you. And mm-hmm. I notice things about your girlfriend or your partner. Like, wow, you got a haircut. I like how your hair looks today. Or
mm-hmm.
that's a great outfit. Your ass looks amazing in those jeans. Like, I don't care how you say it, but I'm telling you that there is no woman on the planet that you're with that does not want to hear that she looks good and you appreciate something
mm-hmm.
about her. You know, and I like to be told that I'm funny and smart, too. Don't get me wrong. But we all want
it. That doesn't happen often, does it?
No. Sometimes I'm like, but do you think I'm funny? He's like, you're hot. But like, I'm like, but do you think I'm funny? You don't realize how funny I am, do you? Because I'm really funny. I'm not funny with you, but I'm funny. I've had those conversations with guys. No, but it's true. And if a guy doesn't make me, because I've also had friends who are like dating people who are like, yeah, he just talks about himself. He's never once to, I'm like I couldn't live, I couldn't go out with a guy who didn't make me feel that way for 5 minutes. So I think that there's a lot of women who want that, but they don't know how to get it, or they just sort of think, well, he's great in all these other areas, and if I don't get that from him. But I think it sounds superficial, but it's I think it's just a really important part about a woman feeling safe and comfortable and cherished and loved, and just like biology, like things that women want, right? And men,
yeah,
in a way. What would you say is equivalent for a man to feel like a man? It's not like you want to be told that you're hot all the time, but you want to, what is the equivalent you think that women, like, what do you think that women
safe.
Are they That, men want to feel safe?
No, that a woman.
Oh, that a woman wants to feel safe
with you,
right?
Then, you know.
But what do you want from a woman? You think that women don't typically give or understand about men? Is there anything like that that is an equivalent?
I don't know.
I'm just curious. Like, I think men want sex; they're more simple. But maybe they want their needs taken, or they want to feel like a man too. Like there are guys who are like, I want to, you know, make more. I want to pay for the bill, or I want to, you know. Although a lot of guys are like, you know, let's split it, and then I'm like. We'll split the bill, and then I'm splitting.
Right.
I mean, not because I just think you should never split. Either have her pay, you pay, but
no,
don't
no
split.
Splitting.
Okay, you've also talked about these men, that there's certain grooming rituals, and manscaping, I could talk about it for days. So do you give them, like, rituals, like you have to trim, you have to shave, you have to do anything like that?
That's funny. No. Well, yeah.
Or in your actually, own life, what do you think? Okay, yeah.
That's true. I had a guy do a photo shoot. And he sent the photos over, and he had, on his previous photos, no hair on his chest. And it was this big bush. And I was like, what's up with the chest hair
right.
going on? And he was like, oh, I'm trying something different. And I'm like, no, you're going to take new photos. It doesn't look right.
Right. Okay, so, yeah, got it. So there is some stuff. But what about, okay, forget your gigolos, but what about your escorts? But what about, like, do you think that most men do trim and shave? And
they should.
They should, right?
I think so.
Right.
You
and they
got to
keep fresh and dry down there and all that.
Yeah.
I actually have a little product for you that, I'll give to you. I have a product called Down Under Comfort. Everyone's heard me talk about it. It's by I have a brand called Emily and Tony.
Yeah.
And it actually helps men and women, their down under areas. It's like a deodorant for your balls. Yeah,
okay,
balls. And it keeps you like fresh and dry, but it actually sold out because it's been a success. And
really?
So people, I know I've gotten hundreds of emails, so I just need to address this right now, that it will be back on the website, emilyandtony.com, I think like next week. So in a week from now. So I'm sorry if everyone's trying
balls.
To buy it. I'm sorry, but it's summer now. And people are like, it's the kind of product that are like, oh, I'm fine. I showered this morning. But they don't understand that, like, you're not as fresh if you just showered in the morning. And
no,
your
it's
wife,
all day.
Your girlfriend's going down on you. But it really works and it smells amazing. It's like a cream. Like men use talking powder, which doesn't work. It's a cream to powder. Anyway, I'll see if I give it to you.
Good.
But hygiene, so that's important. So there are there certain other things
cologne
that you.
And
cologne, right?
Definitely.
You smell good, by the way. I can smell you from here. What are you wearing?
Oh, it's a secret. I don't like to tell anybody.
Really?
It's a very
it smells really. You feel like fresh and like
it's
clean.
Vetiver.
Vetiver? It smells really
amazing.
Good. I like it.
Oh, my
it.
God. I just told everybody.
Oh, my God. No
it's
one.
My
I didn't understand
little...
it. It's good. I like it.
Thank you.
So Gigolo's in his fifth season. Amazing for you for business, I'm sure,
yeah,
and for life. That's like, why do you think people are so crazy about the show?
Because it's dirty.
So the show's dirtier because people are having
and
sex
funny.
On the show. Fight, right.
Yeah.
So the women are like, having right and we can't say that's television, but it's so
there's a lot of sex on the show,
right?
Yeah,
so that's what it is. And
it's
do you think
well,
it's a lot
it's
of
funny.
Women's fantasy to just have a guy, like I think that there could be women like, oh, this actually sounds pretty good, because you don't often see that. You always hear, like, you know, men are hiring strippers and you pay them to leave and you pay them for whatever. It's kind of the sick like women are like, I can have a really hot night with a guy, I'm gonna power, because a lot of this could, you know, You and I, it's true that these men have to have a genuine respect for women. So I'm assuming they're feminists. In a way, it could be a feminist move to say, I'm going to pay for this and then I'm going to pay him to leave. So no strings attached. And I got what I wanted.
Yeah. Well, it's a very empowering situation for somebody. And I've gotten that it's like, I'm in the power, I'm in control and I'm making the decisions tonight. So yeah, you could get that out of it as well.
Right. I understand that. So so the show, lots of sex, there's a new season coming out. When does it come out?
Season 5 just aired. I think it's still available on demand on Showtime. Season six, we don't know yet.
Okay.
It's hush, hush.
I know all about that stuff. Hush, hush. It's crazy. So are there any, okay, because we only have a few more minutes, but mm-hmm. is there anything else so they can find you at Cowboys4Angels.
Cowboys4Angels.com.
Okay. And mm-hmm. you have pictures of all the guys too.
Oh, yeah.
And they can pick.
They can browse.
But you can browse. Are they all on there?
Yeah. All the guys are listed. Some of the guys we have VIP, which means it's for women that want to do some very social stuff and bring them out and about. And so their photos are not on the website. So nobody would ever know it's a secret.
Right. Because I would think that you'd be like, oh, this is my husband. If you bring him to your high school reunion, someone's like, I just saw him on a Gigolo dating site. What the hell?
Yeah, and we have different guys for that. So,
okay.
So yeah, most of the photos of the men are on the website and they're listed by city. And so I usually like a woman to, I'm a matchmaker.
I was just going to, that was one of my questions that is really like.
I've been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah. So you are a matchmaker. So if a woman calls you, she's like, I don't know what I want. You do an intake with your clients?
Yes. First of all.
So how does that work? So the woman calls and she's like, this is what. So tell me, give me an example. So she'd call up and she'd say what?
She would call up and I'd say, what city are you going to be at? How long did you want to see some for? What exactly are you guys doing? And then I'll say, well, did you look at the guys on the website? Who did you like?
Right.
And just by talking with them, I can kind of, I know all my guys' personalities.
Right, you know their personality. It's important because they're good looking and they're gentlemen mm-hmm. and they don't treat women doesn't mean that their personalities are going to match.
No.
So that was my next question is mm-hmm. that you kind of are have to match them with the right guy.
Yeah, some of the guys are more businesslike and some of the guys are more fun and zany and crazy. Some of the guys are adventurous. And so
okay.
I just get that from the person. Like if she's really giggly on the phone, then I want to put her with someone who's like, funny guy. I mean, I have guys that do stand-up comedy and stuff, so it's so funny when a woman will call and I'll be talking to her for a while and she'll be like, I want to see Joey, and I'm like, oh, Joey, because I'd rather her be
right.
happy. I mean, she's
right.
obsessed with how Joey looks,
right?
And I'm like, listen, I know you like Joey, but what about Billy? He's kind of similar looking as Joey and I think he's a better match for you. Just by talking to you on the phone. So, but sometimes they'll say, no, I have to see Joey, and then they'll meet and, you know, she'll end up calling to see Billy.
Right, so, right.
Because I've been doing this for 5 years. So
right, so you know, yeah, it's a skill. It's a complete skill being a matchmaker. Like you have to know, you know, right. You have to really be perceptive and really understand and get it right away
right
and stuff.
Away.
So, I know that you, like, again, you said there are typical calls, but I mean, do you find that there's a lot of women out there that are also just frustrated? They're like, listen, I'm at the end of my rope. I've had like 10 bad dates this month.
Yes.
No one's great. And I just want a good date.
All the time.
That's kind of a common scenario.
On Match.com. I get this. I was trying Match.com and the matches were horrible. I just want to go out tonight, go out on a date and have fun and not care and
it's fulfilling for them because a lot of them are really busy. They have disposable uh-huh. income. They can pay a guy. I mean, I could see a lot of people just being like, you know, it is just to have sex. But I could see a lot of women just like, sometimes I'm just like, I just want to like go to a movie with someone who's nice and have a good dinner and not have a bad dinner where I'm like, check, please, can we leave? And then you're sitting through mm-hmm. a bad date. This way you know. And if someone is, I'm sure you're not, but people seem to be pretty happy on your dates and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like it. Oh, okay. And you're not going to talk about the complaints.
Very successful.
You are very successful. Congratulations on all your success.
It's crazy. When I first, my ex-girlfriend, when I first started this agency, she was like, what do you think you're doing? You know, you're like wasting your time. And then the day that we aired on the Tyra Banks show, we were the number one Googled search site in the nation.
Wow.
In that day. And that
That's
day.
That's crazy.
Because of all the combinations
right.
of, we weren't, well, because of the way that
no,
people
no,
searched.
Right.
So if you added it all up, we were number one for the day. And then it just grew bigger and bigger and bigger and more women found it more acceptable and
is it a shameful thing? Like, do you feel like women are like they don't tell their friends about it? Because I don't know if I'd want to be like, yeah, I paid for this hot guy last night to go with me to a party.
I think a lot of them do tell their friends because their friends end up calling.
Oh, that's good. So, okay, I'm glad.
Yeah.
See, this because I could read this.
Don't be afraid to tell your friend because
I'm not, and I'm going to test this guy out tomorrow night, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
But I mean, I get it. I get it. I like the spin on it that women are busy and they can pay for what they want. Guys do it all the time, and it's safe. You know, it's safe. You vet them, and if there's a demand for it, you know, good for you for creating. You filled a need.
Yeah, and even better. even better is when I get a call from somebody who says they're handicapped or they don't, you know, they have a certain, I had a woman who called who had severe burns on her body, a woman who was an equestrian rider, and she fell off her horse and damaged her retina, and she was blind and hadn't gone out on a date again. I mean, we get all these other things of these women that really need our service. A lot of women are using our service to have fun, but I get so many calls from women that really need us, have had a traumatic experience, have gone through a horrible divorce or going through a divorce, so they can't start a new relationship.
Right. They don't even want the emotional attachment. Like, they really don't.
Start a
I get
new
that.
Relationship.
I
they
get
just
that.
Want to go away for a weekend with someone and have fun to blow off some steam.
That's all I ever really want.
Yeah.
But that's my own commitment issue. No. No, but really, like, there's a lot of times I'm just, like, busy. I'm like, I just want to go out. I don't want to have it be a whole weekend. Can we just go to dinner? You know, yeah. I get it. Okay, well, thank you so much, Garen, for being
on the
show. Mm-hmm. Everyone can find you. So Cowboys for Angels, this will all be on my site, too. We're going to do a little video now so everyone can check out what you look like and all that. And then anything else, Twitter?
Yes, we're on Twitter.
Cowboys for Angels, right?
Yeah, number Cowboys four. With the number four Angels.
Okay, great.
We're on Twitter and all that good stuff.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. It was great having you.
I had fun.
I know. This is fun, right?
You're fun, too.
Thank you. Mm. Thanks for being on Sex with Emily. So thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Be sure to check me out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I've been getting so many questions lately, actually, on my Facebook page, and we've been answering them. So that's another way to reach out to me. So like my Sex with Emily page and
I'm
Twitter.
I'm following you on Twitter.
I'm following you, too.
I'm following you.
I'm following you, baby. And Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those places. And so thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thanks for listening to the Sex with Emily show. I love being able to help you have the sex life and relationships you deserve. And I want to give you the best show possible. So I really appreciate you supporting our sponsors who help keep this show free. Let me tell you about Promescent. Did you know 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation? Well, now you don't have to. Promescent is a quick absorbing delay spray that allows you to have the sex you want. You don't have to even think about baseball or your great aunt Margaret with a furry mustache. You can focus on your partner's hot body, especially now that you have the time to make them orgasm. Also, Promescent closes the arousal gap between men and women. You might get there faster than she would like, so Promescent helps you last twice as long. Thousands of urologists are recommending Promescent, the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. Go to Promescent.com to find out more. That's Promescent, Promescent. It's not rising to the top. That's the challenge. It's staying there. Check out Promescent.